I'd spill blood on the field of dishonor and take what's rightfully mine. I'd spill blood on the field of dishonor for the love of a beautiful wife. On-farmed corn in the center of Mexico, his love at Cantina Miguel. He met her by the moonlight after work, but this time there'd be a surprise. Protect you with my life. They were married that night in Monterey by God, the priest, and the moonlight. On their way home to fulfill their vows, Don Miguel rode up by their side. I'll protect her the rest of my life. I'm a man of my word, you'll get what you deserve when I end your merciless life. Two for 10 steps and before they turn to shoes, one prayer. From her husband's cold dead hand, she said, I challenge you, Miguel, for the life of my lover that you killed with gunpowder and lead. Miguel laughed as she turned and neighed and fired, knowing for sure that she would miss. She spilled.
That is Edmonton's Rebecca Lapa from her great new album entitled Ode to Tennyson. It's a really interesting album because it's already been nominated for a Canadian Folk Award, which is very exciting. I'm very pleased to welcome to Folk Roots Radio today, Rebecca Lapa. How are you doing today, Rebecca?
I'm doing great. How are you?
It's great to have you join us on the show. I want to give you a chance to talk a little bit about your music. Obviously, it must be very exciting to be nominated for a Canadian Folk Music Award so early. But let's talk a little bit about how you got into music, because I didn't realize that when I met you that you're still in your teens.
No, I'm turning 18 soonish. I guess I've been probably singing and annoying my parents since I was really, really little. And then they were like, well, if she's going to sing all the time, we might as well put her in music lessons. And so I was taking some music lessons, and I've been taking lessons for voice and piano for a really long time. And I guess when I was around the age of 9, I started writing music because I've always loved stories and I like music, and I kind of put them together. The first time I went to the Canadian Folk Music Awards, so in 2012, I think, I saw a guy playing a tenor banjo, and that was really cool. So I decided to pick that up, and so I can play that. And then I picked up guitar in the last year and took it through school, and I guess I want to write music for a living and write music for other people and maybe do backup vocals for people or play shows. That's basically where I'm at.
The thing that I find so amazing, and I actually didn't realize this, Ode to Tennyson, which is the new album, came out this summer, is actually your fourth CD.
Yeah.
And you're still a teenager, and it blows my mind to think that you could possibly be at that point. That must mean that, I mean, you must be incredibly focused on your music.
Well, I guess it's something I've always done, and it's what makes me happy, and I love doing it. So it's more of a passion than anything else. And I guess I'd like to turn my passion into a career. Yeah.
So this new collection was inspired by the poems of Alfred Lord Tennyson. Do you want to tell us a little bit about why you chose to make Tennyson the focus for your music?
Well, I guess I had a mentor named Alana Lewandowski. She's another amazing musician. She's from Manitoba, but she lives in Alberta now. And she gave me a book of Tennyson poems because I was like, well, I'm trying to find a new source of stuff to write about, and I like stories. And she was like, oh, well, here's this book. Maybe you can write stuff based on that. And I guess I found most of the poems that I read pretty empowering and interesting, and the stories were different. That's how that came about.
So what is it that inspired you with the work of Tennyson, though? What is it that you loved? And we're going to get into more of the songs on the album just in a few seconds, but what is it that you really love about the works of Tennyson?
I guess I just enjoy the stories. They're things that you wouldn't normally hear. I guess there's tales of like love lost and like battles and just the lyrics or the words, they're different. And I mean, also having it in Old English kind of gives like a mystique to it that I liked. And because I mean, I've always liked Shakespeare as well. And I guess reading Tennyson just kind of opened my mind to the ability to write based on something that pre-existed instead of just coming up with something in your head or writing a song about something that happened to you. And I think that's probably why I was drawn to Tennyson.
The fact that you're using Tennyson as the inspiration for this music, did that mean that you would spend a lot of time thinking about the musical arrangements to put to the songs? How did you actually go about that?
Well, I guess I would read the poem, whichever poem I picked that I liked the story of, that I thought I could write about. And usually for me, like melody and lyrics and music generally kind of come at the same time. My music that I put to the piece is what would suit the song, or what I feel would suit the song or the story.
We asked you to bring your guitar along for today's interview, mm-hmm. which is really wonderful. It's one of the benefits of doing interviews like this at a folk music conference. Mm-hmm. What are you going to play for us?
I think the first one I'm going to play is one that I wrote, I guess, about a tattoo. Because I guess I've been thinking about, I personally want to get a tattoo. And while I was thinking about this and doing sketches for it and different things, an image of a lady with like beautiful black hair and like an anchor tattooed on her wrist kind of came to my mind, and I decided I would write a song about it.
Is this a song? Now, this is a song from one of your other albums, or is this a new song?
No, this one's new. I will also, if I have time, I'll also play a song that's actually on my album. But yeah, this one is called Anchor Tattoo. 'Twas the sunrise of the morning when ships they came ashore. I could feel it blowing in the air. That was when I saw her, a brawny sailor lass. She winked at me and I couldn't help but stare. She had skin of ivory and hair as black as night. In that moment, my love for her was true. Put her hand on her hip and then she blew me a kiss upon her wrist. There was an anchor tattoo. An anchor tattoo painted softly on her wrist. What mysteries could it hold? Would it dare to kiss her in the candlelight at the Wayward Inn? Love her every night, and would it be a sin? No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I'll always remember her anchor tattoo. Her anchor tattoo. I found her in the market the following afternoon. I could see it burning in her eyes. She held out her hand, I took her like a gentleman, for I knew she was an angel in disguise. We danced late into the night under a blanket of stars. I held her close, her eyes they were so blue. Kissed her gently on the lips, who knew my heart could feel like this, thanks to the girl with an anchor tattoo. An anchor tattoo painted softly on her wrist. What mysteries could it hold? Would it dare to kiss her in the candlelight at the Wayward Inn? I'd love her every night. Wouldn't it be a sin? No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I'll always remember her anchor tattoo. Her anchor tattoo. I spent with her the whole summer. She was my one and only lover, and she was called away from me. Back to her true love, the sea. An anchor tattoo painted softly on her wrist. What mysteries could it hold? Would it dare to kiss her in the candlelight at the Wayward Inn? Love her every night, and would it be a sin? No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I'll always remember her anchor tattoo. Her anchor tattoo.
That's Rebecca Lapa live at Folk Music Ontario on Folk Roots Radio. I'm Jan Hall. And that's a new song. And I have to say, I'm kind of floored because I'm sitting here with this album that's just been nominated for a 2014 Canadian Folk Music Award. And you played a new song for me. But when I read through your bio and get to understand more about you, you're incredibly prolific for someone so young.
Thank you.
It's amazing. You must be always thinking about new music to write. Is that the way things are?
I guess I pick out ideas from lots of different things that I read and that happen to me. Like I'm reading Hamlet in English 30 right now. There's this one line that is like, I must be cruel to be kind. I really like that line. Hamlet says it in Act 3 or something. And I definitely want to use that in a song sometime. I don't know. I like pick out different lines pretty much everywhere I go, where if somebody says something that I find might be useful in a song, I'll either write it down or remember it or something and then pull it out later when I find the right song for it.
And I think you've written a couple of folk operas as well. Tell us a little bit about those.
I guess the first folk opera I wrote was also based on a Tennyson poem called The Sisters. And I guess the story of this opera is about how, since there are two sisters, the younger one falls in love with this character, the Earl. He ends up killing her, and then the older sister ends up killing him. That's basically the, in a nutshell, the plot line of the opera. I mean, it's a little more complex than that when you actually listen to it or read it or whatever you do with it. But that's basically that opera in a nutshell.
I'd like you to play another song. Can we play a song from
Yes.
Ode to Tennyson? Because I'd like to just dig into a little bit into, more into that during the interview.
Yeah, okay.
What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play Queen of the May. And I guess I wrote that obviously based on Tennyson's poem, The Queen of the May. I was reading it and I had like this bass line going on in my head. And I also really enjoyed jazz music and I knew it had to be a jazz song. I'm the queen of the May, babe, I'm the queen of the May. The boys, they flack and let them gaga, just go on my way. Hair is filled with petals, my neck a string of pearls. Boy, you think you've got a chance, never in this world. I'm the queen of the May, babe, I'm the queen of the May. My ex-crowd of flower died, please bloom again. But I am too beautiful for a weeping willow tree. Say his heart is breaking, and what is that to me? Ba-da-da-dums, we bandied our dome. I'm the queen of the May, babe, I'm the queen of the May. Days are getting colder, so I cannot stay. Frolic in the good times and vanish in the bad. When flowers bloom, I will resume my fun, don't be sad. I'm the queen of the May, babe, I'm the queen of the May. Boy, I think you've changed my mind, I wanna run and play. What would I do without you on a summer's day? Your kiss is like the honeysuckle, can I get away? Zwee-ba-doo-dee-dum-dum-dum. Zwee-ba-da-dum. Zwee-ba-dee-da-dee-da-dum. I'm the queen of the May, babe, I'm the queen of the May. Days are getting colder, so I cannot stay. Frolic in the good times and vanish in the bad. When flowers bloom, I will resume my fun, don't be sad. Zwa-ba-da-dum, zwee-ba-doo-ba-dee-na-na. Zwee-ba-dee-na-na-na-na-na. Cannot get away.
That is Rebecca Lapa live on Folk Roots Radio today with an incredible version of Tennyson's Queen of the May. That was absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
Wow, I just love that. And you know, you wouldn't, if you didn't know the poem, you wouldn't think, oh my God, that's Tennyson. That is phenomenal. How long did it take you to create that version of that song?
I mean, some of the other ones took a little while longer to create because there was more story. But this one probably took maybe like I'll say roughly maybe an hour to write like the original version anyway. Before I went back and re-edited it, and then I took it to the guy I was working with, Gord Matthews, and he helped me with some instrumental stuff for when I actually recorded it with Barry Allen and Gord Matthews and all the amazing people that I got to work with on this album.
So Barry Allen and Gord Matthews produced this, and then Gord Matthews helped you with the arrangements.
Yeah, we did some, I guess, pre-production, if that's what you'll call it. Yeah.
Well, I love the way that that moves. I mean, boy, that moves really, really well. You know, I'm going to change my idea of what I was going to do during this interview because I want to hear you play a bit more.
All right.
Can you play another one for us?
Yeah. Yes, I can play another one. I'm trying to think which ones I chose for the... All right. Yeah, I'm going to play this one. It is... basically, there's this place in Greek mythology. Tennyson wrote a poem about this called The Island of the Lotus Eaters. And I guess I like it because... I enjoy this myth, and interestingly enough, it's a place where sailors could land but never leave. Courage, cried the captain, courage through the storm. See an island so lonely and forlorn. Courage, cried the crewman, courage for the Lord. Sirens may be tempting, but our eyes are on the shore. Courage, cried the captain, courage to the child. Courage to the island, so beautiful and wild. There was courage in my heart, the sun glistened on the sand. Stood tall and resolute as I stepped upon this land. Courage, cried the captain, as I stepped upon this land. First two nights were calm when they settled down, and never heard a rustle or any kind of sound. Seemed our luck had ended, for one morning they came. Dark faces pale and they brought the rain. First they only watched us as we began to pack. We ran towards the ship, hoping they would not attack. Then a woman cried out and ran in front of me. Then she pulled me in and I lost all sanity. Courage, cried the captain, as I lost my sanity. They gave to us a flower and exotic fruits. These things that I have power are not meant for mortal use. The flowers were enchanted, they robbed us of time. Frolic till eternity has warped away our minds. My wife will be a widow, my son is just a lad. His father never told him what it meant to be a man. Believe what you will about the lotus, my friend, cause it stole away my courage and I can't find home again. Stole away my courage and I can't find home again. Courage, cried the captain, kept spinning in my head. Courage, cried the captain, kept spinning in my head.
That's Rebecca Lapa from the album Ode to Tennyson. It came out just this year, and the song we listened to is Lotus Eaters. It's inspired by the poem of Alfred Lord Tennyson. You got to say, I'm a little floored during this interview because I don't normally meet somebody quite so young that has been so incredibly prolific in such a short space of time. Tell us a little bit about this Canadian Folk Music Award nominee. Which category are you nominated in?
I'm nominated for the fourth time in the Young Performer of the Year category.
The fourth time?
Yeah.
Wow. Have you won one yet, or are you
no,
but hopefully getting closer?
Well, maybe. It's really just an honor to be nominated and get to go to the gala and meet all the other musicians who are nominated and meet all the industry people and just have a good time.
No, that's great. Well, look, I think this is wonderful. It looks like your career is going to be a very interesting one. I get the impression, especially because you played me a new song at the start of this interview, mm-hmm. that you're probably already thinking about your next project. What other things are you thinking about, as well as obviously this album, the Ode to Tennyson?
I mean, I guess I have roughly six newish songs at the moment. I might record something new depending on time, money, etc. Because, I mean, I'm also in grade 12 and I have a bunch of diplomas. This next one, since they all seem to be sort of vaguely themed around love and or love lost or something like that, I'm assuming that'll probably be the theme of whatever my next project is. I mean, also after high school, I'd love to go to Berklee College of Music in Boston and take a songwriting degree, because I think that would be A, beneficial, and B, it would just be interesting to live in a different country for a little bit. Yeah.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet someone so driven at such a young age. This album, you're touring, obviously you're at Folk Music mm-hmm. Ontario to introduce it to the people here.
Yeah.
Do you have many dates set up in relation to this just now?
Not really. I have to go back to school in Edmonton and pass English 30 and pass Math 30-2. And,
yeah, well, then that's important. I it sounds like you can see the path that you want to go down. I wanted to thank you for coming in and spending time with us today. We're going to play another song from the album. Which one would you like us to play?
We could play Kraken. I also play piano. I guess I probably already said that. But that one's on piano. And yeah, thank you for having me.
It's been great. If people want to learn more about your music, how would they get that information?
You could find me on Facebook under Rebecca Lapa, spelled L-A-P-P-A, or you could find me at my website, which is www.rebeccalapa.com, and I guess that would be R-E-B-E-C-C-A and then L-A-P-P-A.com. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Rebecca, it's been a great pleasure having you join us today. This is Rebecca Lapa from the album Ode to Tennyson, and we'll leave you today with Kraken, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio with Jan Hall.
Wide and vast and deep, beneath its heart untouched a monster sleeps. With its breath the tide rolls in and out. The ships above sail on a glassy mask of doubt. You pick your clothes up from the floor. Take one last look at me and head for the door, slurring the truth as you go. You said we're done, we're through, and left me all alone. I hear the people mock. She gave it all just for him. Now you're gone and they laugh at my sin. The thunder clouds come rolling in. The monster stirring in my rage is like the whirling wind. The rain, it cools my bleeding.